Welcome to the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan, and this is the Birds of Chicago.
I've been stung by the ride, so I'm floating like a bee. I'm floating home from the world away. Things are clear to me. Spring is coming back to the land. It's only 4 degrees out, but I feel it's true. Cannot find the moon. The stars are little pinpricks, but neither us is wounded, neither us is sick. Everybody's wounded, everybody's sick. I say that neither one of us is wounded, neither us is sick.
We're gonna be so cruel to you. We're gonna be so mean.
I play guitar and sing and write most of the songs in the band. And my partner in music and in life is Allison Russell, who most folks up your way will remember from Ho Girl. And she plays a ton of things, clarinet, banjo, ukulele, and I think most folks up there remember some incredible voice she has. And then we've got our bass player, Chris Merrill, our drummer, Nick Chambers, and I'm not actually sure. By the time we get to you, there's a couple of our guys that that play lead. I think when we get there, we will have for that stretch, we will have our lead guitar man, Dan Abouapati.
So what's the story of the Birds of Chicago? How did you come together? As you were suggesting earlier, there's a lot of space between Vancouver and Chicago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we started, Allie and I kind of just started as mutual fans of each other's bands. I was actually living in San Francisco around the turn of the century. Always sounds real crusty when you say that now. Around the turn of the century. And I was friends with Jolie Holland. We did a kind of a songwriter night together, and she had just started the band, the Be Good Tanyas. And she was kind of back and forth between San Francisco and Vancouver at the time. And at some point, she brought the rest of the Tanyas down to do a show in San Francisco. And so I met Trish Klein and Sam Parton and Frazee. I remember Trish Klein at the time telling me, gosh, this would have been like 2002, that she had started playing on the side with this incredible young girl who taught herself to play clarinet and could sing like a, you know, 20s speakeasy singer. And I kind of filed that away in the back of my mind. And I moved out to Chicago and started a band there, JC and the Clouds. And Church contacted me, and Pogirl was doing a she had started Poe Girl with Allison at that time. That was the girl she was speaking of, and they were coming through on their first U.S. tour, and we put a couple shows on for them in around Chicago, and that's where we all, that's where I met Allison, and you know, from that point on, like late 2003 on, it was sort of making more and more excuses to do work together and be on the road together. Our, you know, members of Poe Girl would show up on JC and the Clouds records, and we would do the same on Poe Girl records. And but it wasn't until, you know, late 2011 that we realized that we really had to kind of carve out some distinct space and time for our project.
We are sunbeams, we are sunbeams, snow angels in a fever dream. Jesus loves a sunbeam, baby. Buddha loves a sunbeam, baby. Allah loves a sunbeam, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, every sunbeam is a daughter of the amazing sun. And every sunbeam flying is trying to forget where she came from. Just to do something in the air. Call her own, 'cause oh, she's come so far, there's not much time and she can't go home. She could dumpling, don't think. She could dumpling, don't say. She could dumpling, don't do nothing except maybe listen to the rain. Listen to the rain. Listen to the rain. Listen to the rain. Hip chop, 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 chop. Ooh, chop, 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 chop. Ooh, chop, 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 chop. Ooh.
What was that first moment for you when you coupled your voice with Allison's and felt the magic
Yeah. Well, I think I specifically remember in at one of the Folk Alliance conferences in 2005, or maybe it was 2006. We you know, one of the, I don't know if you've ever been to a Folk Alliance, but they're these sort of to some people it's probably their version of purgatory. It's basically every roots and folk musician in touring, you know, touring roots and folk musician in North America, kind of cramming into a downtown hotel in some chosen city for a full weekend. And so there's music behind every door, and it's a great networking thing. And but there's, of course, a lot of just really sloppy, great late-night jamming. And I remember specifically singing. Poe Girl had been covering one of my songs in their set, and song called Till It's Gone, and Allie and I ended up singing it together at a late night thing there, and it was definitely a, you know, one of those kind of a moment you don't forget. And I think kind of I remember the feeling right from the go, and from that point on it was you know, making lots of excuses to chase that feeling and get it again.
We are there. Younger than tomorrow, I look so fantastic. Don't you saddle it with sorrow. Oh, I fly today, honey. You fly tomorrow. They're putting stardust on the ballroom. Step for the moon, and it's one step for everlasting.
very busy touring the self-titled album, Birds of Chicago. You've been very busy touring in particular, but can we talk about that album?
That was an album that was funded through crowdfunding, through Kickstarter. And we did that campaign actually before it had even occurred to us to call ourselves Birds of Chicago. We were just calling ourselves, you know, our name. And by the end of it, we realized we wanted to give ourselves a little less tedious name. And Birds of Chicago was originally going to be the name of the record, and it kind of morphed over and became the name of the project as well. And, you know, and that was a really magic time being in the studio and kind of and realizing that, you know, in my mind, I started to write for, you know, our voices kind of in conversation over a whole project. And, that was the first time that, you know, that came to fruition. And, but it was an incredible experience.
Oh, to be a blackbird and stand alone on the scarred earth like a black stone and feel that you too as have grown to swallow your surroundings, and no hope in the morning, no fear by dark. What a crow's eye sees does not impart one single message to his heart. No, his heart is just for beating.
Just released a live album that was recorded this summer, and for me, it's really interesting to hear the progression of. I mean, there's a bunch of new songs, and then there's some of the songs that appeared on the studio album. And it's kind of interesting to hear how some of those songs have grown and evolved, you know, after being played out for a solid year. And so, yeah, and we expect to go, we're going to be headed back into the studio to start recording a new Axl Studio album in April.
You mentioned songs that have grown and evolved, and also some new material. What are the ones that really stand out for you?
Well, you know, it's from an older song that has evolved, Cannonball really stands out to me. When I hear the original versions, I can hear the newness of them, and I think that's a cool thing. I mean, that's the Neil Young way, right? Like he used to not let the guys in the band even hear the song until about 10 minutes before they were going to go and record. So I think there's a lot of you can get a lot of wonderfulness kind of capturing early impressions. But I know there's a certain kind of elasticity to the and comfort zone in just the way that the rhythm section is kind of sinking their teeth in the song after having played them out, that for me is really gratifying.
Have a light in you. you can. Go down to the park, bucket of chicken, bottle of beer. Let those sons of bitches know that love's still here. Oh, something's coming, something's running right up on you.
And then as far as new songs go, that I think came out great, there's a song called Fire Spitter that really showcases sort of the full range of Allie's vocal abilities and clarinet playing. And the band is just really, really, really grooving on that one. So one of the things I like about the live album is that it kind of showcases the full range of what happens with our band. You know, you get a lot of the kind of real hushed, whispered stuff, and then you get the big kind of rock and roll rave ups. So there's an arc to it.
Speaking of that arc, one of my favorites off of Birds of Chicago is the way you wrap it all up with the Wide Sea. Can you talk about that song?
Yeah, you know that. I mean, that's a heavy song for me. I mean, as someone, a couple who were very close to me going through a really rough period and that kind of thing, where it seemed like all best intentions could save it, and you know that song, maybe more than any other on that record, definitely, you know, we took some studio liberties with it. Kind of, I mean, there's almost a Phil Spector-ish thing happening, and when we got pretty orchestral with it at the end, and I'm super proud of the way it came out, and you know, Allie's singing on that one in particular, you know, when I it still really kind of just gives me feels when I hear it. So, yeah, I think we caught that one the way we wanted to catch it.
But I know you.
And so now, soon you'll be heading our way to the Vancouver Island Music Fest. I suppose for Allison, it's almost a little bit of a homecoming from someone who's been on the road.
Yeah. She's her brother, and many of her dearest friends in the world are in Vancouver proper, and she loves the island. And I actually came and played the festival with Po Girl in 2010, Vancouver Island. I was on the road with Po Girl at the time, kind of opening to them, and then just solo, and then sitting in with them on their set. So I have really fond memories of that festival. It's just one of the perfect little gems of a festival in the world, and they do everything right there. I can't wait.
Well, that sounds good to me. There's a lot of us here who, especially Po Girl fans, who are familiar with Allison's wonderful voice, who are looking forward to seeing this return, almost a homecoming, I guess, for you two as well.
We're really looking forward to it. Doug has thrown together, you know, another incredible lineup. So there's, you know, that's the great thing about these super cool festivals, is that it's like band camp for the bands, where, you know, one of the ironic things about being a touring musician is you see a lot less other music than you did when you were not a touring musician and you were just in your town seeing shows when they came through. So it's a chance for us to catch up on, acts we've been interested in seeing or know that we already love, and just get to hang and see some other really inspiring music. So, we can't wait.
The Birds of Chicago. I caught up with the band on the road just outside of Buffalo on their way to yet another date in South Burlington, Vermont. This year marks a return to the Music Fest for JT and Allison Russell. Both were here with Po Girl in 2010. And that wraps up another edition of the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Juno Award winner Helen Austin and Todd Butler for taking us home.
We can sit together and watch the show. Oh, in any weather, we'll watch the show here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest.